There you go. There you go. We'll get that one going. That was off Spotify. There we go. Oh, no. Jimmy's hitting the wrong button at the wrong
double
time.
Double them up. Double them up, Jimmy.
There you go.
I hear the power sneaking in.
That's how. Right there. The computer rules.
Oh, we got two at the same time here. Overdub.
Overdub. So we're at 826-7771. If you want to join the conversation, tell us what you think about this year's crop of candidates. You know, I'm always amazed in regards to what you'll find out. What you'll find out when you go to these forums. And we had a forum on Monday night in Waimea at the community theater there, the historic Waimea Theater. Beautiful venue. You've been there, Tim?
I have. It's a beautiful theater.
Yeah, it's such a great place.
Great vibe, great place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a phone call. All righty, a phone call's coming on up. I'm going to push the right button. And you just got to let you know, if you do get cut off, call us back, 826-7771. I'm going to push the right button, I hope. Caller, are you there?
How are you doing?
We're doing well. Hello. How about yourself? Let me bring you on up. Hey, thank you for joining us here in Out of the Box.
Yeah, thanks. I was wondering, you guys aren't still censoring anything, questions about our mayor candidates, are you? Because the other day I got that if we asked questions about Barca, that wasn't allowed. If we asked about his history or if his qualifications, that you get cut off because, you know, you're... So I wonder is that fair game on your show, or is it just the other shows that's censored on that?
You'll find it more on other shows, maybe.
So I can ask questions about his history.
This is a call-in show. I've got the phone lines open for folks like you who want to come into the space
program
that we create for community.
They didn't want to ask. They want people asking questions about his history, what's written in books about Barca. Or I'm kind of curious, if I could ask him questions, I'd have like three or four questions I'd like to ask Mr. Barca.
Yeah,
and
well,
the first
here's,
one
here's,
is, well, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Okay, so that's one
question.
Oh, yeah.
Any candidate. Yeah. Second of all, what's the highest level of education that he's has a diploma for?
Because this matters to you.
Did he get through high school or did he get through any college?
Right,
I'd like
yeah.
to know.
You want a little educational background.
Well, first of all, if he has any criminal history, if he's ever been
convicted of a crime. Right, you already asked that one, but now you want
education.
Yeah, yeah.
And
okay.
Then what is highest level of education?
Sure.
And also I'd like to ask if he did indeed assault people, such as in that book, Welcome to Paradise, it claims that Barca choked out the author, if he's actually assaulted people.
Uh-huh.
And fourth of all, I'd like to ask what if he intends to, fix our executive part of our local government that the mayor's qualified for by actually hiring Caucasians instead of just hiring local people, which makes the county liable for lawsuits when they hire just local people like Mayor Carvalho does. There's not one Caucasian or white person in the parks and recreation. He hires, it's all just local people. And is he going to staff it with just his supporters and, you know, do that? Is he going to actually open it up so it's actual equal hiring for the best people and not just for his supporters or for certain local people in the community? So that's what I'd like to ask him.
There you go. Well, I guess those are kind of fair questions. Your last one, you know, kind of runs into...
Yeah, but the other day when I called in, they cut me off because
that was
about our candidate.
Yeah,
so.
But that was the other day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, now, so I appreciate you giving me the time because it seems like when they do that on your radio station, even if it's not your show... That's censorship, and you're actually pretending you're actually being fair, but you're cutting people off.
Sure. No, it happens.
I have a trouble with Carvalho, too, but I want to be really clear that...
Well, let me ask you this. Have you been paying attention to the candidates? Have you kind of followed a little bit? I mean, are you...
You know what? All I know is that people come on and people who get on the radio and talk about Barca.
We make it available for community.
And he's going to save us because of the bad GMO folks, and he's going to be the one... to save us, and they seem to be all goo-goo-eyed over him, but I don't know the man, and so I can't sit there and talk like he's some guru that's going to save us from the deadly GMO crowd, because I don't know him, and he won't come onto the show and let me ask him questions, so, and in the public forums they have, those questions are so general and studied and rehearsed. They don't tell you anything.
Well,
it's only when you come on the radio and I can ask them, have you been convicted of a crime? What's your highest level of education? And are you going to be fair in your hiring and make sure that you're not setting the county up for lawsuits?
Yeah, yeah. Well, so let me ask you this. Are you on Facebook? Do you do that kind of stuff?
No, I don't do that.
Okay. Because I was going to say, you could friend Dustin Barca or go to Dustin Barca for mayor and ask him those questions.
And I'm hoping he comes on and answers these questions. But if anybody else will, if he comes on, you can get him. If somebody else wants to speak for him, answer the questions. And I'm open to him, but as long as his background is nebulous and you want to hide behind some guru worship of Barca and think you go at him all starry-eyed, that doesn't help me to make a decision.
Yeah,
so you think he's got a great family, he's such a family man, he does this and this. You know, that's just naive and sickening to me to hear that kind of crap. I want to know what his experience is and what he's going to do and to help the county.
Yeah,
and,
so Tim's got a comment, I guess.
Like a business, not, you know, like a... You know, not like a fight.
Well, you know, at the same time, caller, yeah, first and foremost, you know, we always appreciate your opinion, you know,
as well
as the questions that you're putting out there. You know, that's the type of program that Jimmy likes to run when he's running this booth, you know, or this program of Out of the Box. You know, we try not to censor ownership or censor anything. We give everybody equal time. But
well, you were doing it the other day, the hosts were.
Okay. But
just so you know,
but that is not this program.
Supporters and they don't want to hear anything bad about him.
Caller, I just want to put this out there. That is not this program. Okay.
I hear
so
you.
So with
and
what's
I
happening
that
here,
so much.
You know, we totally appreciate where you're coming from.
I appreciate you being willing to hear because all I have are questions.
But
and
the
I
point
never
is,
said anything but, bad about Barca.
Okay, but nobody here in this booth in the Out of the Box program right now has the capacity, nor even the right, you know, to sit there and answer on behalf of Dustin Barca.
No,
he is not
I
in the booth
I
right now
answer.
Either. He is not in the booth right now, so we're not going to hold or press this point any further. We appreciate it. We've written down those
if
questions.
If you want to call in, I welcome the conversation.
Great. Well, we do too always, but guess what? He's not here. We totally appreciate what you have put out to us. If he's listening, God bless him. Maybe he'll pick up the phone, and maybe he'll want to respond. But it is also up to him whether he feels to respond to this at night.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
I'm
okay?
just asking,
so there you
know,
go.
Hey, you know, please let us know about yourself, Mr. Barker, because some of his phone. Thank
you. Okay, thanks a lot, my man. Have a great day.
There we go. So back to the phone lines being open for community dialogue. Call in, share your mana'o, voice your concerns. Like you said, Tim, we welcome your opinions. And there are a number of critics of KKCR. It's just that way. You know, I mean, community radio is community radio.
Oh, and here we go. You know, but at the same time, if anybody happened to have gone, I believe it was last night, to the Kealia Rochelle, you know, I heard that he was performing at Kilohana, or maybe it was at Island School. I'm not quite sure.
Oh, sure, part of that Hula Conference.
You're part of the Hula Conference. Yeah. I would love to hear some feedback on that, you know, because I certainly appreciate good hula. Unfortunately, we had to attend our OHA annual meeting that they were holding at Wilcox Elementary at the same time, and being that there was some pressing issues that Hope and myself wanted to discuss, you know, with some of the folks. We made our evening focused around that.
Nice.
You know, but
we got a couple of phone calls. I want to hear a little bit more about the OHA meeting and some of the things going on there. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Jimmy.
Aloha.
Aloha. Hey, I had a question.
Yes?
I would like to ask Mayor Carvalho some questions. Are we going to have him on any of the programs?
You know, I'm sure he will come on up. I mean, why wouldn't he come on up? He comes on up when he's not campaigning. He's campaigning. And for all you political operatives out there, if you're working for a campaign, if you're a candidate, you know that this community radio, our blanket policy is if you want time and space, come on in and we'll give you a certain amount of time. And we want to offer that to all the candidates. And
okay.
then if you're a candidate and you want to call in, you know what? You don't have to make arrangements to call in. You can just call in
and participate
in your community dialogue. So I just want to put that out there as a, if you will, a call to action for candidates to give us a call and schedule time so that they can participate in community radio and let listeners like you opportunity to ask questions that are important to you. So I'm sorry, sister.
You know,
I'll stop now.
Really? really interesting to ask him how he came to that veto vote at the last minute.
Sure. That's a great question.
Also, if he thought that taking donations from the chemical companies influenced his vote. I'd love to ask him that.
Mm. We would, too. That's a great question. Mm-hmm. Those are great questions.
Now, so, if he answered...
You know, but, you know, I didn't know if you guys were going to have him on or not. And
I mean, I haven't got him a personal invitation, nor have I got a confirmation, but he's come on in the past.
Yeah.
Once the primaries...
Yeah, that's right. I know. He has courage that
right,
way.
Right, right. Once the primaries are over, I think that the campaigning season will kind of kick in, and we'll get those one-on-one opportunities a little bit more, or actually the two-on-two that right. we'd like to see happening.
Yeah, I think it would be a great thing.
And by the way, since we're just opening up for community discussion, who are your favorite candidates right now? Who are you supporting and why?
Well, I wanted to respond that for me, education doesn't mean anything. And even experience, if you're looking at the record of the person that's created the experience, it doesn't mean anything.
Uh-huh.
It's like where a person is called to action is what I'm interested in,
mm-hmm.
and where they've shown up that way. And for me, Dustin has by, you know, organizing that incredible parade we all marched in.
A pretty significant organizing effort in that month of March.
To 6,000 people, I've lived here 30 years. I don't know any event that's been called to action like that ever.
Right, right.
So he's my favorite candidate. And then Felicia is my favorite for council, Chalk.
Mason Chalk?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because he saved that vote. And
so it sounds
probably
like
Gary Hooser, and that's it.
You think you'll vote for three candidates for council?
Oh, I never vote for all six.
Yeah.
I think it's more powerful to vote for who you really want to vote for.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh, and I might vote for Tim. I don't know. I'm on the fence about him.
Well, I'll share with you that I will have Tim Bynum here. I think it's on the 28th of August. It's 2 weeks from today, so whatever that is, maybe it's the 31st now that I think about it.
Yeah, I think he might be on the line, so...
Tim, who do you think is the most vulnerable of our seven incumbents? I'll throw that out there for Tim, too, because Tim Kalai goes to a number of council meetings, and
I'd like to hear people's thoughts. Well, I would hope it would be Kagawa, but it's not.
Uh-huh. Well, Ross is a very popular guy. You know, he ran his first campaign and got in. That's not the usual ticket, you know. Porky Pukai,
yeah,
he's run seven times.
I know, but I really haven't liked his votes and his actions this year.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So definitely you won't be voting for Ross Kagawa.
Oh, never.
No, never. That's a sound no.
Yeah, absolutely not.
But
you know,
Gary Hooser's got your vote?
Yeah, of course.
Uh-huh. And Felicia Cowden,
you mentioned her. Felicia. Did you see her on the debate? She did such a great job.
Yeah, I actually listened on Tuesday night, and on Monday night I was fortunate to be in the room, but I was unfortunately challenged by the technological advancements that our remote broadcasting system has.
And you can watch it. It's still online on
Hawaii Stream.
Yeah, Hawaii Stream. They still have it up.
That's nice. Good to know. So
yeah,
we'll
and
put that
Felicia
link.
Was amazing.
She is an amazing person.
Well, tell me, what do you like about Felicia?
Well, what I like about her is her ability to see all sides without getting reactive, but really still not being wishy-washy. You know, I mean, if she can take a stand. So someone else said, we don't want another Joanne in there that just like, well, on one hand and then on the other hand. But Felicia can take a stand. And I like, she's been going to all the meetings. Like, she's the only candidate that's doing that.
I appreciate that about her effort, as well as all the other candidates that I see.
That's called walking your talk.
That's true. Well, there's lots to learn, that's for sure. Any other last thoughts? I have one other caller who wants to get in before the top of the hour.
No, I just appreciate this forum, and I'd love to have Dustin get on, too, so he could speak for himself, because there's some gnarly stuff going around that has no truth to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's true. So we'll try to put it out there to candidates. Come on out and clarify. Thanks so much for calling.
Hey,
out of the box. Aloha.
Aloha.
So we got another caller coming right on up. Aloha, caller. You're on the air live. Did we get you? You still there? How about now?
Is that me?
It's you, live on Kauai Community Radio, the station that loves you.
The man.
All right. Gosh, I was just exhausted by the caller before the last. He was, he had a lot of talking to do and not a lot of listening. I don't know what he would gain from hearing anything Dustin has to say because he doesn't let anybody complete a sentence.
Well, you know, we're all learning.
Yes, we are. Anyway, he asked a question, you know, about Dustin's his criminal history, if there's any. That's public information. He can find that out for himself. He doesn't have to, you know, call anybody. Just do some research. He asked about his education, which is easily attainable. What else did he ask about Dustin? Oh, his experience, was it?
Or? Well, no, he had a very curious question about would Dustin commit to hiring Howley folks.
Oh, okay. That's something, like a campaign promise that everybody will say whatever.
Yeah, so I'm sure that's something that, you know, Dustin Barge is like, and if you elect me, I'm going to make sure there's a Howley in every department of my administration.
Well, let me tell you what I like about Dustin Barca.
Yeah, tell us what you like about Dustin Barca.
It's one word, uncorruptible.
Well, there you go. And that's a good one.
I see him as to be a person of very strong moral character, and at least in the first term, I see him as an uncorruptible politician, and I think we need something like that. The pressures of being in public office are huge. He doesn't plan on making a career out of it.
Right.
And he wants to make a difference, and for me, I think that's good. His family values, you can discount them all you want, but that's where his heart is, and he's looking out for his children and mine, and that's what I think is most important to me.
Yeah. Well, right on. Well said. I mean, I happen to agree with a lot of that assessment in regards to, you know, just a solid individual. I haven't worked with him much. I've talked to him not a whole lot of time, but every time, the more I talk to him, the more I'm like, right on, brother, man. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. And you know, I don't give him a significant, you know, like great odds on winning this because the Carvalho machine is just so huge, but I've never experienced more, you know, discontent. I've never, you know, seen more people being, you know, kind of like, gosh, you know, this is wrong. We got to make some changes in our local government, in our state government, and so folks are trying to. And Dustin Barca is a big wave charger, you know, wanted to kind of like capture, ride that wave, you know, and ride it all the way in.
Well, it's not just the incumbent machine that's working against Dustin. It is. Kauai and the GMO seed companies have a lot at stake here.
Right,
and,
true.
It would not surprise me if they aren't putting money in to discredit him. It wouldn't surprise me if this book was something that was instigated and financed by seed companies. And it wouldn't surprise me if they were also involved in any other character assassination that might be going on, because the stakes are really big for the seed companies in this election.
Yeah, well, thank you for, you know, bringing that up, because
those are good points.
It is, and it's true that might be the case. You know, we shouldn't discount that.
No, but in the end, our registered voters have an opportunity to make a change. And to the people of the West Side, I know that you might be concerned if the seed companies weren't here. I know, you know, the challenges you might face if you didn't have that check coming from those companies. But at least hear Dustin out. What is his plan for you on the West Side if those jobs aren't here anymore? He has a plan. Give him an opportunity to articulate that to you, because deep down in your heart, a lot of you folks know that this isn't been good. You know people that have gotten sick from these chemicals, and it's not a long-term solution by taking that weekly or biweekly check.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So he does have a plan. Give him an opportunity and see if that plan, if you think it's feasible.
Speaking of plan, did you have a chance to hear the council forum the other night, Tuesday night?
I heard parts of it. I couldn't hear the whole thing, but I'm going to go to Hawaii Stream and listen to it.
Because I want to just shout out to Billy DaCosta, you know, making mention of, you know, there's alternatives to the, if you will, large agricultural seed company model. The West Side deserves more than that and PMRF. And so I was glad to hear that. When you talk about plans, that's oftentimes what is lacking is vision. And I think that the criteria is being met by some of our candidates, Dustin Barca, Billy DaCosta being one of them.
Yes, Billy DaCosta is a good man. Know him personally. He does have his heart in it for the children. He's proven that over many, many years of taking care of almost everybody listening. Has had children and had an experience with Billy DaCosta up there at the camp there up in Kauai.
Right, at the Discovery Center, right.
He's a fantastic guy, well educated, smart, and he's a man of action.
Yeah, you gotta appreciate that. You know, for anybody in our community, let alone one of the candidates for office.
I'll close with a lot of people on the North Shore are not familiar with Billy DaCosta, Uncle Billy, we call him. And if you had him on the show, I'm sure that the audience up here would just fall in love with him.
This is true. He's a great person. Yeah. You know.
And I think, you know, we'd like to have him up there. We'd like to have all the council candidates up here. And again, big shout out to Dean and Dove for helping her arrange for the equipment to be there and for volunteers like Jonathan Jay and Donovan Kabibi to go out and try to get that signal up and running for us to hear when we can't be there. And good that we have technology like Hawaii Stream to be able to, you know, archive that stuff and go back later on and go, did he really say that? So appreciate the call in, and mahalo for joining us here on Kauai Community Radio.
Thank you.
So we got one more caller coming right up. The phone lines are hopping. We got the top of the hour coming on up. Aloha, you're on Kauai Community Radio.
Hello.
Out of the box.
Can
Aloha.
You hear me?
Yep.
Okay. This movement, 2491, to have the
pesticide registry
company,
and all that, yeah.
Disclose pesticide use was a very important movement. It was a mighty movement that got a lot of young people involved, and in particular a lot of young women involved as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's reflected in people that are running for office now.
You have
Ana Laraño.
Yeah.
You have Dustin Barca.
Mm-hmm.
You have Dylan Hooser, and you have Felicia Cowden. You know, so this movement has produced a lot of fighters, you know, people that have been on the front line and not afraid to question corporate authority. And my hat goes out to them. And in particular, I'd like to give a little shout out to Dylan Hooser, who's definitely got a puncher's chance against James Tokioka.
Mm-hmm.
And Hooser's program is basically one that supports working people and the environment at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
There's no contradiction to having jobs and a healthy environment.
Yeah.
You know, and you can see that in his support because he has the support not only from the Sierra Club, but he's got it from the Hotel Workers Union, Local 5, and even from ILWU.
Yeah, and that's big.
And there's a lot
that's
of other working people that are listening to him because he's talking about stuff like not cutting pensions on retirees like myself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He came out in Honolulu several times and supported the fight to increase the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. In fact, he's the only politician that I've ever heard who's come out and talked about a livable wage or a living wage, which some people are pegging for at least $15 an hour. And, you know, he's not afraid to come out in support of working people and in support of the environment. And that's very rare to merge these two important issues together. So I give Dylan that, you know, a shout out to that. And he has a core of young people who came out of 2491. That are the fight to support 2491, a core of young people that have infused the Democratic Party by joining the Young Democrats. And these guys are on the road all the time, going into communities, knocking on people's doors, you know, in the District 15, going all over. I think they've passed out flyers twice. They've also doing mail-outs, and they're going to be going again. And so Mr. Hooser is really giving Tokioka a real good fight. And so I think we got a chance. I'm not saying we're going to win, But Dylan's really out there. He's really doing a good job.
Well, you know, I mean, in honesty, to be all honest, I believe that Dylan has a better chance of winning his race than Dustin Barca does. And it's chiefly because Jimmy Tokioka is not as, if you will, a solid candidate or has that machine that Bernard Carvalho has. That's just my opinion.
He also doesn't have support of the working class.
Yeah,
I agree.
People that work for a living for others. You know, Jimmy has consistently come out in support of big business. And he also says he's for small business, but really not. You know, the thing is that he's not for the workers who work in small business, like a lot of my family.
Right.
You know, he doesn't give a hoot about increasing minimum wages or the benefits that the workers have. So, but Dylan is. He's concerned about that. But he also happens to be a small business person himself. But let's go to Dustin Barca. I give him a lot of credit for standing up, for doing something like this. This guy has helped to organize two tremendous demonstrations. One of 2,000 people in Poipu, and the other one, another 4,000 people. You know, I mean, Mr. Carvalho couldn't do that on his own without his handlers. And he'd have to pay people to come, you know. And a lot of the supporters that would come up for any demonstrations he called would probably be paid for by the seed companies to get them there.
Right.
You know. So Dustin, he understands community organizing in this day and time. And as a person who's been involved in, you know, community organizing pretty much his whole life, you know, I've been doing all these kinds of things. I'm very, supportive of people like Dustin and Fern and all these other young people that and Andrea that have taken the bull by the horns and have really come out and organized, you know, around making Kauai a better place to live. So Dustin Barca, you know, he may not have the power behind him, the entrenched power like Carvalho, but he's got a lot of young people behind him who want to see some changes that's going to benefit everyone and not just the corporations. Because this Carvalho, man, he took $4,000 from the guys that are building. Well, Dustin doesn't have this kind of money, you know. He got something like $48,000 plus, but he got it the honest way, you know. Anyway, that's what I got to say about Dustin.
Well,
and about Hoosier in general. You know, these young people are really leading the way for us, and I think we got to listen to what they got to say.
Well, what about the other incumbents, you know, that are running for council? How do you feel about them?
Well, I think Gary Hoosier, I'm going to go with him because, you know, he really fought for us.
Okay.
And I think Bynum, you know, we should support him too because of his fight to, along with Gary. Then also, too, he wants to tax these corporations, you know, that are on state lands.
Makes total sense to me.
For the companies. Yeah, you know, he wants them to pay their fair share.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. He's thinking about stuff like that. And what do you call that now? Fafaro, of course, because he's a pretty level-headed guy that can bring a lot of people together.
Yeah, I mean, I was really impressed with Jay's handling of the process for the hearings.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've always been ambivalent about it. I mean, I appreciate all that he's done for the community.
Yeah.
But here it was just really kind of, you know, just nailing it in regards to people having to observe decorum, to his colleagues to have to kind of observe protocol and follow the if you will, the process along and not, you know, just kind of either run roughshod or I just was impressed with his management.
Well, I have a personal experience with him. My family and I, like, we do a lot of fishing in Kali'i.
Uh-huh.
And one time my children had put a tent right next to the high water mark in front of the hotel there, and the security guards came out there and took my children's tent down.
Oh yeah. Oh.
And I told them we have a right to put up this tent because we're on the high water, just below the high water mark. We're not on hotel property. And then we put it up again, and they took it down. So Jay happened to be head of security at the hotel. I called him up, and he got it straightened out. And I told him, don't fire that guy. Just put him in front of the hotel, and get somebody out there working in the back that understands the rules. You know, that
right.
The fishermen have a right to go all the way up to the high water mark. And he responded to it really quickly. And this guy is really concerned about the culture. And he's concerned about shoreline. And he's concerned about the environment. So, and plus he's got a lot of class. He's able to bring a lot of people together.
He's got a lot of class. I actually was hoping he was going to run for mayor. Who could challenge Bernard Carvalho? Because I don't think that not too many people could. I think Daryl Perry was one of those people that I thought would be a significant challenger. You know, because, you know, if you think about it, who's going to be able to challenge the mayor?
And, not right now.
Not too many guys, you know, not too many folks. Right, Mina Marita was the voice that, came up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Mina would be good. Derek Kawakami, all these different folks that, you know, I've supported Mel Raposo and his candidacy for mayor in the years past. You know, I would probably do it again. I mean, to be honest, to be quite honest, I support a county manager more than a mayoral position. That's really my bias coming into it.
Yeah.
I want to let you folks, the listeners, know that you're listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. It's the top of the hour, a little bit past that. We're talking live on the phone with our favorite community activists.
Yes.
And thank you for calling in.
I don't have any illusions about Dustin, but every time I talk to him, he's ready there to talk to me.
Yeah.
You know, he respects me. And I respect him, and I see him as a pretty good organizer.
I have to agree that every time that I've seen him and heard him talk, I think he has a better chance. You know, his chances get better and better every time I interact with him, you know, perception of his chances.
Well, he's gaining momentum, and that's good, coming in.
Well, whatever happens, this is a victory for the people of Kauai, you know, for the people on the bottom like us, the 99%, you know.
There we go. I mean,
with all these guys running, Dustin in particular, you know, he represents the aspirations that we have, you know, to get our island out of control of the big corporations that are bringing it to ruin. And I support Dustin for that. Mm-hmm. So, aloha, Lex, thank you for giving me a chance to talk.
Well, thank you for calling.
So much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Phone lines are open. We are going to go to the top of the hour just to let folks know that, you know, right here on the beautiful North Shore, 90.9 FM on Hanalei, 91.9 FM island-wide, and on Oahu, you'll see us at 104.7, streaming through the World Wide Web at kkzr.org. Mm. I'm Laura Christine. This is the Get Low Show, 95.1 FM, 92.7 on Honolulu. You'll catch us there. I'm also going to be joined on the phone by House Representative District 16 candidate Vincent Flores. He's calling in from Koloa. So let me run these because I got to, and then we'll get right back to you very shortly. These are the underwriters for today's show: Eyes Garden, Hawaii Life, Island Metal, and CGM Rodeo. Want to thank them and you, the listener, for making this show possible. There we go. Let me hit the right button this time. What are you looking at?
Come on.
Aya's Garden, all-natural garden and greenhouse supply. In Kapa'a, down Kukui Street from the Dragon Building. Fertilizers, amendments, soil, seeds, garden and farm organic growing supplies. Open Monday through Saturday. More information at 822-7333 or visit Aya's Garden on Facebook.
Neil Norman and the Hawaii Life Brokerage Ohana proudly supports GMO Free Kauai, agricultural biodiversity, and sustainable farming practices, such as community gardens, food forests, seed saving, and beekeeping. Malama aina.
Island Metals, Kauai's one-stop shop for all things metal roofing and siding. Manufacturing custom orders to your exact specifications in just 1 to 2 days. Right here on Kauai. Contractors and homeowners welcome. More information at 246-4600, online at islandmetals.com, or at our shop in Honolulu. At All Island Metals, we have you covered.
The 15th Annual Kalua Plantation Rodeo Weekend at CJM Country Stables in Poipu begins Friday, July the 18th through Sunday, July the 20th. The team roping competition begins at 11 a.m. on Friday. Women's barrel racing begins at 4 and ends at 8:30 p.m. There will be a Paniolo barbecue and music by the Bootleggers and Not My First Rodeo. Sunday's rodeo and live music begins at 10:30 a.m. Paniolo and Keiki events lead up to top cowboys competing for individual and team prizes. Wear your cowboy hats while enjoying local food trucks and a petting zoo. More information at 742-6096 or at KaloaPlantationDays.com.
Hey, wait a minute. You got to push the right button. Just want to let you know, this program couldn't happen without the good folks that support this radio station. And thank you for making the buttons work and for keeping the air conditioning on, the lights happening. 24/7 this station operates. And if you don't like it, man, you can always listen to something else. But you guys who love us, we love you right back. It's so, so fun to be part of this community so radio true. Station. We've got some phone calls lined up. We also have Vince Flores, who's going to be joining us on the air. So if you want to put him on hold, we'll get Vince on there and then take some phone calls. And then, Vince, be patient. We'll bring you on up very shortly. Our first caller right here. Hello, caller. You on the air.
Aloha.
Ah, aloha. Hey,
aloha.
Hey, a couple things I wanted to put in there. There was a gal earlier who was a little ambivalent about Tim, and I wanted to put in a word of support for Tim.
Oh, right on. Let's hear it.
Tim was right there through the whole thing for 2491, if that's really your issue. He was, and just in general, you know, you couldn't find a more caring and real guy to me on the council. A lot of the other people are more hardened kind of politician types, but you know, Tim's the one who you see get emotional around these real important items, you know, important to me at least. And, you know, I feel ashamed really to see the way some of the other council members really take advantage of that. And really some nasty things I've seen in those council chambers that, you know, are more fitting on like a middle school playground. But, you know, it is what it is. And I think Tim needs all our support because really, to me, he's like, the people, he's real and he's up there and he's up against kind of these forces that are a little more sinister and, you know, bless him, but he's still going at it and I'm behind him 100%.
There you go. Well, nice testimonial. Appreciate that. Anybody else you want to make shout out for who you can be supporting on this election coming up?
Hoosier, of course. You know, again, Fafaro, very impressed with his leadership. I was kind of on the fence about him before, you know, before I went in there and really experienced it, what it was like to be in the thick of it. And there, came out very, very impressed with Jay's leadership. I would vote for him again. Mason, of course, our newest county council member. I've liked pretty much everything he's done since he came in under kind of 11th hour circumstances, but. Mm-hmm. I would support him again. Felicia, yeah, I'm voting for Felicia.
Great.
And in terms of the mayor, yeah, I'm behind Barca. I know him not real well, but I do know him personally. And, you know, someone mentioned earlier about the seed companies funding kind of character assassination and stuff like that. And, you know, as much as I don't like to ask questions and this kind of, like, I don't know, the way that he's been doing, you know, you've got to wonder when someone has so much time to just call up and harp on this one thing, you know, what's in it for him? Is there a little check coming his way? I don't know. I'm just putting it out there.
Well, there you go. I mean, we can do that on community radio. You can
apparently
put it out
we
there.
Can. Apparently we can.
Yeah, especially on Out of the Box.
Yeah. Thanks so much. So appreciate you calling in. We're going to get Vince up here and mahalos for your 3 cents worth.
Yeah, really?
Here we go, one more time. Aloha, caller, you're live on the air.
What was this that you guys mentioned, somebody mentioned about a book or a pamphlet or something possibly coming out against Barca?
Sure, well, I guess what it is, if I remember correctly, oh, there we go. So it's right here. Thank you so much, Dominic. It's called Welcome to Paradise, Now Go to Hell. You know, so we're making a plug for Chaz Smith, whoever Chaz Smith is. He's the author of this, and supposedly in the book, I haven't read it, so I'm not quite sure. But the author makes an insinuation that he was choked by Dustin Barca, according to a caller. And
this is a book.
This is a book, recently published
and released.
Is it? Is it like self-published? Is there any indication of the train of evidence?
I don't know. I haven't done any research at all into that. I just heard it on one of the talk shows last week, and then the caller called back in, and Carlos, the host, was like, "We're not going there," and just kind of, if you will, put the kibosh on the conversation about that incident.
Well,
you might
remember there was a guest on one of the talk shows. I don't know whose one it was, but he gave great detail about how Syngenta worked to smear him and to possibly destroy him.
You might be referring to Dr. Tyrone Hayes, who's a UC Berkeley professor.
Yes, he did some research, and then when they found out that when they didn't like what his research came out with, they began a character assassination and spying on him and all
right,
these horror
right.
stories.
Yes.
And so I can absolutely imagine that the character assassination of Dustin Barker would be something that these companies would not hesitate to engage in, given their nefarious history over and over, not only all over America but all around the world.
Right, right.
We're fortunate that we live in a place where they can't just come right out and kill you like they do in other countries, where people try to prevent them from harming their life and their land.
Yeah, well, let's hope it doesn't get there. We'll leave it at political signs being damaged.
Yeah,
I was
going
to say Lee Harvey Oswald.
You know, again, in answer, and the guy had a point. You know, certainly. I'd like to know a bit more about Mr. Barker's history. I think it's valid.
Absolutely.
I don't think that it has any bearing on him on him becoming mayor. I just hope that that if Mr. Barker does have elements of less than savory smell back there, that he meets them head on and doesn't try to waffle. I would ask him to take a page out of Jesse Ventura and cop to everything that you've done and just lay it out for the world to see.
Right,
Because people can learn from if people have made mistakes, they can learn from the mistakes.
Right.
And they can move on and go on to become better human beings.
Well, we know a fact that there are a number of candidates that probably would love to go back in time and undo some of these things that they've done.
I would venture to say that almost everybody does.
Yes, yes.
I mean, there's very few actual walking, living, breathing saints in this world, certainly not on this island.
It's true.
Just meet your critics head on, Mr. Barker, and be straight with everybody all the time, and you will rise in our estimation. I hardly care, what certain things, you know, may or may not. I don't care about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But to say something that I said before, I believe there's three requirements. I think you have to be a U.S. Citizen, and then you have to be a resident. I believe you have to be a resident of Kauai.
Right, right, right.
And then you have to be of a certain age.
I believe that's right.
And that's it. That's the qualifications to run for mayor and maybe to run for other public office.
That's it.
The test of the man is going to be how he pulls together the right people to help him get his vision accomplished.
Yeah.
And make keep the government functioning. Yeah, so
that's it. Well, appreciate your Mana'o. Thank you for calling in. As always, you have lots to add. I'd like to keep you on longer, but I have Vince.
I understand.
Flores,
I just wanted to say there's two councilmen members, obviously, that ought not to get reelected, and we both know who they are. If we wish to continue the fight for a clean, chemical-free Kauai. And the other one that may be of even more surpassing importance is to get Mr. Tokioka unelected and get Dylan Hooser into his seat, because that man is causing more harm to the average citizen of this island and most people don't even know about it because of the extraordinary silence under which he works.
Mm.
So I sincerely hope that Dylan Hooser can replace Mr. Tokioka and let us get somebody in there who will actually work for the citizenry rather than for the corporations and for the big business.
Well,
thank you for your time.
Sure, thank you for giving us a call. Hopefully we'll get Vince on. Is Vince there? Aloha, Vince Flores.
Aloha.
Hey, thank you for joining us. I'm sorry you had to wait as long as you did, but you know we're at 5:15, and the rest of the show is yours if you'd like. We'll take some phone calls.
I was listening in how you know people can make mistakes in your life, and you know they can correct it and move on by you know doing right. You know, like I just would like to say one thing that I made a mistake. You know, in our questionnaire.
Yep.
You know, when I was talking about how I lost my land to a company, a big company, I just want to apologize to the people. I lost my land to a big land owner, not a company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, but, and I just want to apologize to the people, you know, with all the nervousness up there and all that. I did say the wrong word. But, you know, we did lose four people, small timers, you know, had 14 acres here, 7 acres here, 5 acres here, 2 acres here. We did lose our pastures from a big land owner. What he wanted is one guy to take over everything. You know, but hey, that's life.
Well, you're moving on, and that's one of the things that I appreciated about the after the forum discussion we had was just a little bit about your background, your story, and maybe we can start there, Vince, if you don't mind, just for folks that didn't listen on Monday or folks that weren't able to but want to learn more about you and your background. Go ahead and tell us, you know, your story and why you decided to run for office.
Well, one of the reasons why I wanted to run for office is just mainly looking at what's going on and wanted more information. And, you know, maybe I could have done that with research, you know, to dig in and see what's going on in there. But, hey, I choose to, you know, run for office and get it that way because I know in my heart, you know, when I go for something or do something, I know I'm going to do them the best that I can for the people. I'm not a person to do things more like for myself gain. You know, and then just looking at as far as how much young people are not voting. You know, as we kind of hurt me inside is that their votes count. And when they don't vote, you know, it is their future that is being changed,
mm-hmm.
you know, before the eyes.
So, Vince, when you're saying this, what do you think is going to motivate our youth to get out of this state of apathy, you know, to really motivate them? How are you going to motivate our youth, you know, to get them to start voting?
You know, in the newspaper, they wrote something about me as far as wanting to get into the schools. That's true. I want to get into the schools to educate our young kids, our juniors and seniors, you know. But in the newspaper, they said politics. I don't want to educate our kids about politics. I want to educate our kids to vote and choose people that have good morals that will stay true to how they live their life, you know. Motivate them into looking into the character of the people we're voting in because the true character, how they live outside, in the world is how they're going to live their lives in office, serving the people. You know, politics, that is no good, politics. I think just doing what is right for the people, choosing right people to make decisions. And you know what? We do have a lot of candidates out there that is smart, and you listen to how they speak, how they want to do changes to fix things so that we can move forward. And, you know, go ahead.
So you're sitting here saying that, I mean, what I'm hearing you kind of talk about, Vincent, right now, basically, is that you're trying to get kids really to be motivated on our local level here, right, rather than getting caught up into the big national kind thing. Is that correct? Because, like you said, I mean, you know, we get these impressions, you know, when you're doing like a national debate or even national politics, as you're talking about, or national campaigns. You know, I mean, there is so much involved on such high levels. You know, like you said, that's like kind of far and out of reach versus, you know, issues that deal with us really do need the voice of our youth, you know, because they are also going to be our future. And if they are not accustomed to getting into this process now, you know, and literally putting their input, because truly that is how I think even on this small level, if I'm going to use that word, of a politician or a council person, you know, that's who is that they're representing, right? And unless we know how to interact and to bring that to the table to these people properly, you know, that is by being involved. You know, you have to be involved. You can't just be complacent and say, ah, no matter, you know, and or... And forgive me, because what I'm going to say now is not to offend anybody, you know, culturally or ethnically or anything of this nature. But, you know, when you get into certain things here, too, I mean, yes, there was a kingdom, but right now you're currently under an occupied system. And in order to make that system work or even to create the change that you're looking for or going to, it still takes involvement on all levels. You cannot sit back and be pacifistic about this, you know, and just saying, it's just going to one day work itself out. No, the way that happens is by you people getting involved and electing even, let's say, Kanaka Ma'ole to fill the seats properly, right? You know, and then you slowly start making the change and working towards that bigger ultimate picture, right, of the kingdom or something coming back.
Yeah, you know, like for office, I thought of this theory because I thought of Barker's net theory, you know, he's a fisherman, and you have holes in it.
Right,
okay?
Right.
And you need to fix the holes so that you can throw your net again and catch fish. You know, I was listening to that, and I was like, you know, it's sometimes it feels like that we're in one canoe, or as a way I want people to look at things. That if you're in one canoe and you get a hole in them and you need to travel across the channel, you know, you get on cap and you get on plug on the side, you know, what do the people who get in office, okay, what are they doing for the people, okay? Are they taking the cup, scooping water, and paddling at the same time? Or they take the plug, fix the hole, plug the hole, and paddle and move forward. And that's the way we gotta look at, people in office. You know, look at the people who trying to fix our problem. And the people who just wanna, how would you say, spend money and just do other things. Yes, you concentrate on other things too, but we need to fix the problem first, plug the hole, and then that way we can strive forward and get there faster. But so, if you don't fix the problem, it's kind of hard for get your canoe rowing, because you're scooping, bailing with one hand, and paddling with the other hand.
Yeah, well, so Vincent, what do you foresee as the biggest problem or the most pending issue that our county needs to kind of fix that puka with right now? What is that problem that you foresee, you know, right now?
You know, it's hard to pinpoint. Like how I said, for me, not knowing how the politicians think or what goes on in office and all that, for me, just as a citizen looking from the outside, looking at our police force, our county workers, our state workers, the people that represent us, okay? When we get in trouble, we get caught stealing or doing anything wrong, we get prosecuted and we get sentenced. You know, for me, what I see is like, majority of the time, like I said it before, they get slapped on the hand and don't do it again. But me as a citizen, if I get caught stealing from my job, I get fired, you know. And that's the, to me, we got to treat our House representatives, our county councils, like a job. You know, I hate to say it, but if we don't treat our system like a job, our government like a job, and start looking at where we can cut, look at the people that really work for Kauai and really want their job, and you know, as the people that want to serve Kauai's people, that they care about their job, they work, they don't steal, they don't blue lie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like I said before, oh, I just a local boy, but you know what? I realized I'm a local man now. They just have concerns, and like I say, you gotta fix the problem before you can move on and get more things done faster.
Well, there we go. I want to, because I'm hearing efficiency in there somewhere, that you'd like things to be a little bit more efficient than they currently are. I've got a couple of folks that want to ask questions, or they're on the phone. You got a couple minutes for some side conversation here. Let's bring another caller on. Yeah. There we go. Uh-oh. Hope I didn't cut you off. Vince, you still there? Vince, did we lose you?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So
okay, he's here.
He's there. We can try to bring up the other one. Hold on 1 second.
We're trying to bring someone
Aloha
up here.
Caller, you're on the air. You got Vince Flores from Koloa running for Representative 16, or District 16 representative seat. Are you there?
Correct.
Okay, yes. Thanks.
Okay. I just have one thing to say, and you hit the nail right on the head, is how come people in our state or in our court system have a laundry list of convictions, but yet they just get slapped on the hand, and we get the full sentence.
Can you give me an example? Help me understand that better. Your question. How come?
Just there is right now someone, an attorney who's had a DUI, who's driven without his license, but yet he's not getting sentenced like everybody else having to go to court and all.
They haven't thrown the book at him, right?
But you know, it's like our court, it's so unjust. It's so unjust, and it's so unfair that we harbor these people, you know, to hide their problems, but yet ours get put out in the newspaper.
Yeah. You know, even like for me, you know, if I was to get in and I got caught stealing. You know what? I know in my heart I'm not going to steal because this is the kind of man I am, okay? But if I was to get caught stealing, I would like to see justice done. You know, that's the only way you can correct anybody, is that justice got done. And when you start prosecuting,
justice does not happen to these people that are in higher office.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be cynical, but I'd have to suggest that oftentimes we live in an unjust world.
Yes. That's true.
Not oftentimes, all the time.
But the people can make that change. That's what I believe. The people can make that change.
So
I believe there's more good people out there in the world to make that decision, to look at the people's characters who we voting in into office.
Correct.
Well, sister, I've got another caller who'd like to. You have another question or comment you want to ask, and then we'll move the conversation along.
No, I just have to say I'm a medical professional, and it just annoys me that there's no justice for the people that are in our court system. Meanwhile, we get jammed.
Yeah.
Gotcha. It doesn't sound fair, that's for sure. Vince, you going to be able to take another phone call?
Yeah, thanks, yeah. Vince.
Hey, thank you for calling. Appreciate that. And, caller, you are now live with Tim Kalai, Jimmy Trujillo, The Visitor.
You got me? Can you hear me?
There we go. And Vince Flores from Koloa.
Okay. Can you hear me?
We can.
Yes, I can hear.
Okay, great. I just want to say we've got to mention one more person, young person running for council, Tiana Laraño.
Okay.
And, you know, you guys, we don't need to be motivating these young people. They're doing pretty good on their own.
They're pretty motivated.
And the deal is what we need to do is we need to get everybody our age to pay attention to these young people who are running for office and vote for them.
Good call.
You have to like them.
I agree.
Okay? You have to vote for them because they're not corrupted yet.
This is true.
Yeah. Did you hear that, everybody?
Yeah, no. Yeah. You got a bunch of nodding heads in the booth.
This is really important that we have people our age, our peers, we get them to go vote. Even if they're registered, get them to vote. They may not know who these young people are even, you know. And the other thing is to realize that whatever you think or you don't know about Dustin, he's already demonstrated a high level of discipline, okay? He's a professional surfer and he's a professional martial artist. And those two fields take extreme discipline that seems to be lacking generally, I'd say. Okay, that tells you a lot about someone's character. And plus, he grows food. Okay?
Yeah.
So, I think you've got some stuff happening here. And with all these young people, I agree. It's really important that we support them and we vote for them. And we don't have to be hopeless about this thing anymore and be whining and complaining about everything because we got people who are stepping forward.
We're on a run.
We're on a roll now. You know, and they're terrified what's going on. We've got a 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people voting block. And they don't have a clue who they are. They're not related to any of these people in office.
So how can we put the word out for these people?
We should give ourselves some credit and, you know, continue on in a productive, positive mode. And it's really important to get people our age to support these young people and to stop thinking that how are we going to motivate them. They motivated themselves, okay? They're quite capable of motivating themselves.
But let me play the devil advocate in regards to the... Maybe it's not the youth, but maybe it's the, if you will, those that are kind of non-affected, that there's, you know, they're not being sprayed, they're not being overtaxed. They're pretty
young people. Are you talking about the young people?
I'm talking about voters. Whatever age block, you know, the majority of us don't vote.
What I'm saying is that's a third of the voters. We don't need to bother with those.
Right.
And there's a third that already is hip to what's going on, and then the middle third is getting affected one way or the other. So what we're after is the middle third that is interested in being informed. We're not interested in convincing anybody from the Ku Klux Klan. You know, we're not interested in arguing about evolution. Forget that. We don't need to bother with that anymore. We've got enough people. We just got to get them to the polls.
Can we say gay marriage is off the table now? We've won that one, right?
Which one?
Gay marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, right
we're
now,
done.
The trend is over, right? It's already.
Yeah, we're
you
done
know,
with that.
Yeah.
You know, the debate is over about these things. Once it's over, once we reach a tipping point, it's over. We don't need to debate anymore.
Right. Right.
Okay.
We can grow some more. We can go lawnmow and grow some more colo.
There you go.
I appreciate that sentiment, and thanks for your mana'o sharing that with us.
Yeah, but mostly what I just want to say again is, please, everybody that you talk to of your peers. Remind them about Tiana, remind them about Dylan, remind them about all these young people who are running, just all of them. You know, this is really
And first-timers like Vince Flores, who's running because, you know, the motivation has never been greater for Vince to say, man, I'm tired of the way it is. If I don't do nothing, I got to do something.
Right.
So hats off to you, Vince, for that caller. Thank you. We're going to take another caller. Vince, you got time for us?
Aloha.
Aloha.
Yeah.
All right. So we got some more. Live on Out of the Box.
You know, everybody knows that I'm long-winded, but in front of big crowds, the cat got my tongue.
Oh, man.
Well, how you doing right now? Is this okay, talking on the radio? You don't mind?
Yeah.
Excellent. Right. You're doing good.
So we got another phone call coming on up. Right on. Maybe another long-winded phone call.
Am I on?
Aloha,
yeah,
you are on.
Okay. Hey, guys. Great topic or great topics. And, yeah, I just want to say that, you know, I'm 40 years old and I've voted and not voted and all my life. And, you know, this funny thing living on this island, everybody says it's a small island, but, you know, it is. And it makes you realize, you know, this election has made me realize, or this issue has made me realize, there are two things that are certain in this world when it comes to politics. Number one is corruption, and it's pretty easy to see. But number two, you know, it's kind of re-energized me personally and my family because it's made me realize that, you know, I can't make a difference. Who I vote for president doesn't matter. You know, Washington doesn't matter to me. You know, I can't make a difference. But on the local level, we can make a difference.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that is true change, is when you can actually, you know, get 4,000 to 6,000 people marching in Poipu, Lahui, you know, that is change, you know. And I don't have a whole lot of, I mean, I like Barca. I'm going to vote for Barca just because I know him a little bit, but I know that it's something new and different, and that's what we need. I don't have a lot of confidence he's going to win. Same for Dylan, unfortunately, but those are who I'm going to vote for. But on the county council level, we absolutely can make a difference because, you know, one frustrating thing for me is that you go to these great venues that they've put on the last couple of weeks for the county council people to be heard and questions and answers. And you know, you got one guy talking about football games over and over again, and you know, I'm not gonna call anybody out. You know, I know these are all good people, but I mean, we can make a difference in this election cycle if we vote for the people who really care about this island. And I know that there are some people that are uninformed when it comes to biotech, but you simply cannot deny the history of these companies. I mean, and I'll end with this. I mean, Syngenta is based, their corporate headquarters is in Sweden, right? And Sweden banned atrazine, and they make atrazine. But what does that tell you about this company? I mean, these companies, if you look at their history, it's a long history of corruption and deceit and lawsuits, and that's what they do. Regardless of where you sit on GMOs, this is a tiny island, and we live here, and this is not sustainable. And Dustin gets that, Felicia gets that, Gary gets that, Tim gets that, and I think half of the candidates, maybe more than half, get that. And when you talk to young people on this island, it's amazing how energized people are. I don't think the young people have a lot of confidence that what they are going to vote on actually matters, but it absolutely does matter. And it's really interesting to see the power of Little Kauai and what its ripple effect across not just the country, but the world. And now Oregon's doing things and Maui's doing things that, you know, we're not even trying to do yet. We're just trying to do the basic, you know, level protection stuff, and they're taking it to next level GMO banning and all that stuff. So, you know, it's really amazing to see. I hope it comes out all right. But even if it doesn't, we still have other ways to protect ourselves. And, you know, it's just an interesting times that we live in. And it's just amazing to see the impact that we can have in politics. You know, for me, it's re-energizing.
Right. Good. Right on. Thanks for sharing that kind of message of, you know, little hope there, some upbeat positivity about, hey, you know what? We can. You know?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Vince, I'm going to take another caller, but Vince, I wanted to just ask you in regards to the issue of pesticides and GMO, where do you stand, or what's your feeling about the controversy related to that?
Well, like I always say, you know, I worked for a plantation company. You know, we worked with pesticides that, you know, we use gloves, we use suits, and the kind. But you know what? We didn't have the knowledge about these pesticides like how we have now. You know? And we need to not wait till years gone by and really see the effect in our kids, in our grandkids.
Yeah, too late already.
You know, too late. Like, you know, sitting with the county council when there was their turn on Tuesday and listening to how they talk, you know, and, you know, more like our state dropping a ball in testing the waters, testing the soils, you know, and what that tells me that they don't put that effort to test the waters, test the ground, you know, more like they don't care, you know. But for me with GMO, you know, plenty of guys today, this morning, my friend was telling me, you know, Vince, way back in the day, you know, this island was all about sugarcane, pineapple, and all that, and pesticides was sprayed and all that. But you know what? We never actually had the technology knowing about these chemicals. All we did is wake up, punch in, go work, go home, you know. I think we need to wake up and learn and have action against it, you know, what it's doing to our land. Because it's going to be too late when one youngster decides to have a family and, you know, they get deformed. You know, born deformed. You know, it's too late to get mad then. You know, and that's how a lot of effect is, that they get mad after the fact that now it's happening to us when we could have done something.
Right.
You know.
Well, and I think that was the intent or purpose, motivation for 2491 was looking at, okay, the state house is going to try to get this pesticide registry happening. Okay, they got a bill heard. Okay, so it made it out of committee. All right, now it's been amended to death, and it's not really much of a bill. And so Gary Hoosier being, if you will, an experienced legislator, had spent plenty of time in Oahu, you know, working at the state level, and comes back to the council and says, hey, you know, there's other ways around this, you know. We've got a bill that puts things into motion, and now we're being sued by the largest chemical corporations in the world because they don't want us to know what's being sprayed. They don't want to make amendments or changes to their operating protocols that say, you know, we won't do this, or we'll give you this amount of space between, you know, applications. So I appreciate what you have to say about that. And
that
also
just tells you something.
Yes, it
you
does.
Know, to me, it just tells you hiding something. You know, be open doors, you know, because your company is affecting the whole Kauai. So I believe you should be open doors where we can see all your paperwork, you know, on how you are running your business with the spraying and all that. You know, be transparent.
Be transparent.
Be be transparent.
Like that. We've got another phone call coming our way. Thanks, Dominic, for manning the phone lines. Vince Flores, candidate for House District 16, running available for you as an alternative to the status quo. Right here, live on the air, we have you.
Hello.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. I am a primary care provider on the west side, speaking as an individual, not representing my place of work.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, share your mana'o freely.
We talk about our biggest and most important investment in being our children.
Thank you.
And every day, I see adults and or children that I feel are ill from pesticide exposure. And I think what we're doing to our children with some of these chemicals, because, for instance, Waimea Canyon Middle School, they found 5 restricted use chemicals, 5 restricted use pesticides in all 5 air samples that they gathered at the Waimea Middle School.
That tells you something.
One of those chemicals, chlorpyrifos, not only causes cancer, but it causes lowered IQ, it causes ADD, it causes seizures, it causes developmental problems and growth problems. So our next generation, I don't know if we're even talking so far into the future that we won't even have a next generation that's healthy enough to reproduce and to make decisions about our government that's going to create health and wellness and good economy and all the things that we need to have on this island, because we are poisoning our people. And the last I read, and I study this every day because we weren't given this in medical school or in my training, I'm a nurse practitioner, is that we are spraying more pesticides on this island than the entire state of California.
That's pretty appalling.
And pretty much how you get your records is how much chemicals being shipped in.
And we are mixing them, and we are reapplying them, and we are laying them so that we have chemical cocktails being sprayed. And when we prescribe a medication in my job, we have to look for any possible interaction that they might have with a food, that they might have with another medication, that they might have with their present illness, that tells us, do not prescribe that. Well, we don't even know what's being sprayed when it comes to the combination. And in fact, some studies have shown that mixing causes a potentiating effect. In other words, the chemicals are even stronger when you mix them.
Sure.
So these studies that showed positive pesticides in all the airways on Kauai and all the waterways on Kauai, there's no follow-up studies being talked about. That was just a spot in time, and now you all know, so now you can stop talking about it.
So, I mean, being that you're in the industry, you know, a medical profession or whatnot, is DOH not doing anything about this, or how is our state pursuing this?
Okay, well, I've been in contact regularly with the Department of Health.
Right.
With the CDC. I've talked to the Hawaii Cancer Institute. I've been in touch with many, many, what I thought was the agencies that would immediately respond and do the right thing to protect us.
Right.
I've been reporting at least monthly since January and have gotten no meaningful response at all.
At all.
At all.
So who's the culprit here?
Our local health department, they have no idea where to go with that information. So they sent me to the state health department. They, for several months, didn't respond to me at all, and finally I got really angry and said, respond now or I'm going to go really ballistic with this information and let everybody know. And I think probably most people do if they've been paying attention to the papers, because I write a fair amount of the paper, et cetera. But I was finally referred to the state toxicologist, Barbara Brooks, and she responded to about one of the people that I was concerned about, who works for the seed companies and has had a cough for 6 months, and he coughs only when he's at work. And her response to this one patient was, this sounds like a worker's comp case. And that's the only response I've gotten.
So are you trying to tell me that there's a cover-up possibly going on, or that somehow these corporations have also then infiltrated our state Department of Health and other officials on that level?
I lay awake wondering about that, because that is what they're tasked with, the protection of our health, and they're not responding to a health care provider. And I called the CDC because they weren't responding. I called the CDC and I said, I can't get a response from the state toxicologist, from the Department of Health. And what the CDC said to me is, we can't take your report directly from you. It has to come from the Department of Health.
Now, let me ask you this, caller. We have Vince Flores, candidate, running for a state seat from District 16. What would you like to see from District 16 representative? What would you like to see from your state officials, elected officials, to do on your behalf or on community interests regarding environmental safety?
I think these pesticides have already been tested. For somebody to come in and do an epidemiological study and gather facts about people's health, these pesticides have already been shown in mammals to cause all kinds of terrible diseases. And ethically, they can't be tested on people, although people are getting tested on, especially on the West Side, even though they didn't sign any informed consent. They are getting exposed every day. For probably most days of the year, they're spraying. So every day, and as far as the middle school, most days of the year for the last 12 to 13 years. And when I refer to the EPA manual, they say that there's disease shown associated with these pesticides 1.5 miles away from that where that pesticide use is being done, being used for the agrochemical company.
So what would you like your state representative to do? What would be the change you'd like to see?
You know what? I know I'm probably sounding radical, but these companies need to be out of here. We don't have buffer zones wide enough. We're not far enough from waterways. We can't keep the people safe if that's what's going to happen on this island.
So you're basically saying zero tolerance. Ship these people out.
Zero tolerance, because it's not little experiments. This is big time. Like I said, they're spraying more than the state of California.
There we go. Well, I thank you for calling in and sharing your concerns. I'm glad that Vince is getting a chance to listen to this. You know, I'm unfortunate we're getting to the top of the hour. It's the end of the show coming up. I want to give Vince an opportunity to address those concerns. Vince, maybe you could share what you would do to kind of help maybe rectify the situation there. And then we're going to have to wrap it up and go out with a song or two.
Well, like for me, you know, I don't have all the answers, but I know I have common sense to look into things, to find out about things and get things done. So I like to just leave with this, you know, not this Christmas parade at Waimea Town, but the year before that, I entered my float in the Christmas parade, and we finished the parade. And we were heading back to Pikaha approximately right before 10 o'clock at night. And when we was passing, going back to Pikaha, and when we had passed right by Waimea Cottages, the highway over there,
yep.
As all you could smell is one strong odor of pesticides at 10 o'clock at night.
Wow.
You know, I don't know. I never see with my eyes if there was spraying and all that. But you know what? It was a huge odor of pesticide.
I'm sure other people noticed that too.
And I know I was the only one, but it wasn't this past year Christmas parade, but it was the year before.
Wow.
You know, they're hiding something.
We need,
as the people, find out the real truth and, like, how they say, harsh penalties.
Let's hold them accountable.
So
hold them accountable.
Vince, for folks that are just joining us, Vince Flores from Koloa, right? Did I get that right?
I'm from Lawai.
Lawai, thank you.
My shop is in Kaloa.
And okay. And how, if people want to get in touch with you to share concerns or to support your candidacy for District 16 representative, how can folks get in touch with you?
Well, my number is 808-652-1228.
652-1228.
Yes.
And you have an email or website, anything like that?
I have my email for my shop. I didn't want to make a second one for my campaign one, but my email is shank, S-H-A-N-K, 808-Kauai@gmail.com.
That's shank808kauai@gmail.com. I got a Facebook page or anything, any social media part of your campaign?
No.
Okay.
Here we go. You recruit one of your sons to help you out with that and get the word out. You're doing well, my friend. I appreciate the time that you spent with us. Good luck campaigning, and hopefully you'll make it to the next round, and we'll see you at the next forum.
Oh, okay.
Much thank you so
for
much.
Everything.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Awesome.
Really
Mr.
appreciate
Flores.
That. Vince Flores running for District 16 House of Representative or Representative, what do we call our state house? That's it. He's
also
a district representative. Callers, thanks for joining us. Kevin O'Malley from Sacramento, visitor.
Sacramento,
what do you
man.
Think so far of your community radio? You might be a fan.
I think it's awesome. Very entertaining.
Very entertaining.
Informative. I'd just like to say one thing. I'm coming from Sacramento, California. I know a little bit about government.
A little sack shout out.
Very difficult. Going up against huge corporations and their lobbyists. It's all about the almighty dollar.
The almighty Ooh. Dollar. Well, thank you for coming to Kauai and sharing your almighty dollar with us here at Kauai Community Radio on the beautiful island of Kauai.
Really?
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Celebrating your 50th.
It's a big 50 tomorrow.
The big 50. Good for you. And we got a request, so we're going to go out this way. PC is waiting for us.
Yes.
We got... Well, hold on.
Who's the glue out?
In the near future, it's going to be like this.
Yeah.
Another longs, you know? And, yeah, you know, so this guy, he's got his hands sticking out anywhere where any kind of development is happening.